Amen.
Praise you, Jesus. Every valley.
Thank you.
Every trial. Yes. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Jesus.
If there were no trials, I wouldn't.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Man, we thank God for the trials and tribulations. That's when we understand that He is omnipotent. He rules and reigns at all times.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We acknowledge the Godhead on today. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, epitomized, personified, perfected, and that providential Prince of Peace, Jesus, our Christ.
Yes, yes, hallelujah.
To our brothers and our sisters, we salute you in the name of Jesus.
All right.
We are moving toward that celebration of the day of the birth of our Lord Jesus, who is Christ. So with that in mind, we're going to journey again back to the first chapter of the book of Revelation. I know some of us are saying, now how do we get all the way to the end to talk about the beginning? Just hold on. I believe God's going to work it out.
Yes, He will.
Man, this is something from many years ago, and the Lord brought it back and reworked. So we're going to see what the Lord says. So again, journey with us to the first chapter of the book of Revelation. We are going to look at verse number 8 and chapter number 1. The word of the Lord reads from the King James Version of the Bible. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. You may be seated in God's presence. Father God, we come, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, we praise you, we honor you on today. We come now, God, giving over to the move of your Spirit. During this time of celebration, God, we thank you that our hearts are in a good place with you. We thank you that it is well with our soul. And so now, Father, as we study your word, I decrease that you increase. That you, God, are glorified in all that we say and do. So bless us, God, individually and collectively. Speak to us and through us. That you're glorified, we're edified. The devil is horrified. We've been justified. Thank you. Praise you, honor you, in Jesus' name. The saints of God said amen.
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 Amen. Now, amen. Revelation chapter number 1, verse number 8. Just keep that passage in mind. We just want to talk about today for this preachment and use as a subject for our consideration. The God who shows up.
Amen.
The God who shows up. Yes, sir. Now, most of us are familiar with the opening and closing portions of this verse. We've all been taught that God is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. We already know that part.
Amen.
Mrs. Culberson said it earlier, and if he's the beginning and the end, he got to be the middle.
Yes, sir.
All right. Since he runs it all anyway.
Yes, sir.
We refer to God even as the Almighty, particularly when we get in situations and circumstances. We talk about him being the Almighty, but most of us, I believe, rush by which is, which was, which is to come.
All right.
We don't think about that part a whole lot. We don't give a lot of thought to the meaning of that. We often skim over the serious clauses wherein God tells us that he is the omnipotent one, which always has been, is always being, and is always showing up to always be.
All right.
So today, We want to celebrate Advent, the arrival, the start.
All right.
And we believe the Holy Ghost would have us consider God's often neglected self-description, the one which is and which was and which is to come. Now, when you look at the first part of this, when we see the beginning and the ending, the Alpha and the Omega, there are 10, 12, 14 scripture references to that portion of the scripture. But when you look at this part that we're talking about, it's talked about in four other places.
All right.
This part of John's apocalyptic vision is given to us in chapter 1, verse 4, chapter 4, verse 8. Chapter 11, verse 17, and chapter 16, verse number 5.
Amen.
But just before God's use of the phrase for self-identification in Revelation 1, 8, John acknowledges in Revelation 1, 4 that God is the one which is, which was, and which is to come.
Yes.
All right.
Chapter 4 and verse 8, the ceaseless song of the four angelic beasts affirms that God is the one which is, which was, and which is to come. In chapter 11, verse 17, the 24 elders sitting around the throne sing that God is the one which is, which was, and which is to come. And
right.
They sing that in an anthem of praise.
All right.
Then in chapter 16 and verse 5, an angel declares once again that God is the one which is, and which was, and which is to come. See, that's good news in my book.
Amen.
Right.
And since we've been commissioned to tell the good news, I think we need to investigate the news.
All right.
Now, it might be worthwhile to bring a fresh light to bear on this cause, and it seems to me that the candles of the Advent will illuminate our path as we travel. In this key phrase, which is and which was and which is to come, God reveals to us that Advent is more than just a mundane report of the season to be jolly. It's more than wreaths and mistletoe. It's more than shopping spree.
Come on.
More even than shepherds abiding in a field and angels singing. More than swaddling clothes and cattle gathering. More than silent night and go tell it on the mountain. More than even a baby in a manger. To be sure,
yeah,
the incarnation of God coming to humanity in the form of a human is an Advent event.
Yes.
But I believe that the Christmas Advent is best understood, appreciated, and celebrated in the context of God as the immense Adventer.
Mm. All right.
See, God is always adventing. God is always showing up. Yes, we celebrate the silent, holy, starry night in Bethlehem. But we do so against the backdrop of celebrating the God which is and which was and which is to come. You see, our God is always, always showing up.
Yes, he is.
So let's talk about Advent just for a couple of minutes.
All right.
In the Christmas calendar, the season of Advent is the first season of the Christian year, encompassing the four Sundays before Christmas.
All right.
Advent is the Christian New Year. It's our starting point. When there's a divine Advent, all things have a new beginning.
All right.
Literally, the word Advent means to come to. However, it is not the coming that is celebrated so much as we celebrate the arrival.
Yeah.
We celebrate the showing up.
All right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, in this season of Advent, we celebrate the fact that God showed up in the person of Jesus. Yes. True, Christ was most likely not born on December 25th. But we figure that's just a, you know, get a day as any to celebrate the appearance of Jesus.
All right.
Now, I called, in my efforts to research this, I called the International Archive of Vital Statistics. And I asked them to give me a copy of the birth certificate of Jesus. And I need to to tell you that nobody could find one. They said they looked high and they looked low, but they couldn't find it. So to argue the exact date of his birth is a futile experience anyway. We simply know that he showed up, and that's all that matters. So December 25th is just a good day to celebrate the advent of that incarnation. But our celebration of Advent ought not to be confined by the events in a stable attached to an inn in a little town called Bethlehem some 211 years ago.
All right.
The true celebration of Advent is the celebration of the adventing God, who is always showing up.
All right.
This is the essence of Advent and the key to celebrating it. In celebrating and sharing with others the God who shows up, we enrich our lives and the lives of those around us with the knowledge that God did not start adventing at the manger. And God did not stop adventing at the manger.
All right.
But that God is continuously adventing all around us.
Yeah.
Properly conceived, then, every moment is an opportunity to celebrate the Advent, because God shows up at every moment of our lives. And it's because God shows up that we live and move and have our very being.
Yes, sir.
God is the one which is and which was and which is to come. And so we turn again to our text. We're going to do a little language lesson in order to better understand the depth of God's self-identifying declaration. Look at that one more time. Now, which is, which was, and which is to come.
Yes, sir.
Now, put this into a tense, sensitive translation in your mind. For all of you teachers and linguists and all of you real smart people out there.
All right.
God is the one which is always ising, which is always wasing, okay, and which is always showing up.
All right. All right.
Now notice that God does not offer this divine self description in haphazard sequence. God reveals himself in terms that we can easily understand, in logical order which we can readily relate to. First, John describes the God of the Advent as the one which is ising.
All right.
A look at the original Greek reveals the word translated is in the phrase which is not a verb, but rather it is a present participle of the verb to be.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Now y'all come on and stay with me. Don't hang up. Don't stop taking my text messages now.
All right. All right.
You do know what a present participle
all
is.
Right. Just play it now, Pastor.
Take a verb and then add ing to the end of it. And you have a present participle. Put am, is, or are in front of a present participle, and you have formed the present progressive tense.
All right.
What are you talking about, man?
What are you talking about, Pastor?
I got it.
In this portion of the text, through the use of the present progressive tense, God reiterates his proper name, Yahweh, which is often rendered in English as Jehovah.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the Old Testament story of the Exodus? Moses asked God to state God's proper name. Moses said, who shall I say sent me?
Yes.
You know the story. God told Moses, and my name is Yahweh. In the Hebrew language, the word Yahweh is the form of the verb to be. So by approaching Yahweh and making it into a proper noun, God declares, I am always ising. God said, I am.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's it.
That's the word.
That's the word.
In the quaint essential present participle of to be, whatever it means to be, God says, I am that.
Yes, sir. All right.
I am always being whose essence is being.
Come on, teach me.
It can always be said of me, God is, for indeed I am.
Yes. Yes. That's good, Pastor. That's good. Think about it. That's good. Think about it.
In me, God said, is the fullness of essence and action. I am so much being that I am what it means to be.
All right.
And to be is so much of what I do that I am the embodiment of being.
Yes.
There is no place where I am not. That's what God said.
Yes.
God said, wherever you go, you will find me ising there.
Yes.
When you leave point A, I'm ising right there. And when you get to point B, I'm ising over there.
Right.
And while you traveled, I was ising all along the way.
That's good.
God said, as a matter of fact, I was ising in both space and in time. God said, you couldn't get to point B until sometime after you left point A, but I was ising at point B before you left point A.
That's right.
And I was ising all along the route that took you to where you were going, even before leaving point A ever crossed your mind.
Come on, man. Hey,
quit. Help us today.
Well, come on.
My ising is so incredible that I'm ising at all places and in all places, and I'm ising at all places in all time.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
In other words, God told Moses, he said, just call me the one which is ising. Call me that I am.
Yes, sir. Mm. Yes, sir. Mm.
Now, God is not merely the one which is. God is the one ising. Wherever you are, wherever you go, God is ising right there. God is qualified to be the one showing up.
Yes, sir.
The one adventing, because God is ising everywhere.
Yes, sir.
Mercy, God.
If we are to celebrate the advent even of Bethlehem in proper context, we must begin right here. God is the one which is ising.
Amen.
Now, God does not leave us with the present progressive tenth of his being. In order for God to be the essence of being and thus qualified to show up anytime in any place, God must have more impotence, more juice than that.
Well.
So the next element of the trifold declaration, which was, speaks of God's continuance.
All right.
Again, the original language provides us with a nuance of tense that edifies our discussion.
Mm-hmm.
The verb rendered was in the text is not really in the simple past tense. It is what linguists call the progressive past tense.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Okay.
What you talking about, man? See, I know what y'all think. Progressive past. But don't worry, you use that all the time in everyday conversation. Let's say your favorite TV program is on, and then the phone rings. The caller says, what are you doing? And you answer in the progressive past tense, I was watching TV. Bazinga, there it is. Was watching. The progressive past tense is used to indicate an action in the past which goes on continuously until it is interrupted in the present.
That's right. That's right. We got you, Pastor.
Thus, what you said to the caller was this: I was watching TV in the past until your call interrupted me in the present.
That's right. Got that.
All right.
In the text, then, God is not merely the one which was. God is the one which was-ing. To say that God was may leave the impression that God went away for a while.
Yes.
And then later found his way back to the present. It could say that God fades in and out of the situations and circumstances of our life. Our tense sensitive expansion of the text leaves no room for this misinterpretation.
Come on.
To say that God was-ing means that God was 1 millisecond ago and 1 trillion years ago without change.
Yeah.
Because God is the one which was-ing, God is the same yesterday, and that means all of the yesterdays of yesterday.
Yes,
all
right. That's right.
God was at the beginning of time and was before time began and was just a moment ago with equal wasness.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
God was in a continuous state of wasing.
Yes,
all right. But remember. The past progressive tense is always interrupted by a present event. Just like your TV program was interrupted by that phone call. So, what is the event that interrupts God's wasn't? Thank y'all for asking. See, it's always like, lights on your forehead.
We're with you. Come on now.
God's wasn't was interrupted by God's isn't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on now.
At the moment that the past becomes the present, yeah. God's wasn't become God's isn't. Same yesterday, but God is also the same today, and God is the same forever.
Yes.
It's the transition from wasn't to ising that we may see our God as a God which is to come.
Yes.
The God that is always showing up.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes,
sir. He's real simple.
Let's take a final look at this last portion of the phrase under consideration, which is to come.
Thank you, Lord.
Again, the original language gives a fresh perspective on God's self-identifying declaration. Mm. The Greek word translated come in the text before us is erkonoas. The concept of coming to a place is not so much that one travels from point A to point B, but rather to come means that they showed up at the place.
Yeah.
All right.
Come on. All right.
Look,
work it. Work it.
Come on. When the love of your life calls you on the phone or sends you a text message or carrier pigeon, whatever it may be, says, honey, I'm coming home, or I'm coming over to your house. You don't look forward to Pookie traveling along the route. You look forward to Pookie's advent, Pookie's arrival, Pookie ringing the doorbell. Saying, baby, I'm home.
All right.
You look forward to Pookie showing up at the place where you are. Thus, when God self-identifies as the one which is to come, he says, I am the one who is showing up.
Yes.
I am the one who is adventing, the yes. one who is coming, the one who has arrived.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Now, for all you linguists again, we are again working with the present participle and thus the present progressive tense. The more tense-sensitive translation of which is to come is really which is coming. That is to say, which is adventing, which is arriving, which is showing up. The showing up is the logical sequence of God's being the one which was wasn't and the one which was ising.
Yes.
God's omnipresent ising means that God is always showing up because God is always on the scene.
Yes.
God was on the scene before it became a scene.
Right. Yes.
And God will be on the scene after it ceases to be a scene.
Yes.
Yes.
God is at all places in all times and at all times in all places.
Yes.
You can't go where he's not ising there.
Yes.
That's right, preacher.
God is always showing up.
Yes, he is.
The celebration of Advent ought not to be relegated to Bethlehem's manger.
Yes,
God made an Advent. God showed up in the manger.
Yes.
But that was not only God's Advent.
Come on. Come on.
The scene in Bethlehem on that starlight, star-bright night was neither God's first Advent nor his last.
All right.
The Christmas Advent is an important Advent to be sure, but all of God's Advents are important.
All right.
Every time God shows up, it's a major event.
Yes, sir.
The fullness of Advent is celebrated against the backdrop of the God who is always adventing.
Yes.
Always showing up.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord.
So let's take a few highlights from God's adventing resume, and then we'll be done with our little message. I believe we who are commissioned to go tell the good news will find a pattern here.
All right.
God showed up in the primordial chaos, and out of that advent, all that is came to be.
Yeah.
And while the heavenly council was still marveling at the result of the first advent, God created man. So that we could tell each other the story of an adventing God whose first adventing act was creation.
All right.
See, don't you see this? God created us to go tell the rest of the world about his advent.
Yes.
That's why he made us. So now let's get past God's advent in the flood and go by God's advent at the Tower of Babel and pause at the advent event at the burning bush on the backside of the desert.
All right.
You do know the story. Following that advent event, God sent Moses on a missionary journey to tell Pharaoh, let my people go.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Pharaoh wouldn't listen. Uh-huh. So God showed up at the Red Sea.
Yes.
And as a result, the Israelites crossed over on dry land, but Pharaoh's army got drowned in it.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
And the Israelites told the story of that Advent event.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Event.
God commissioned the Israelites to be a nation of folks who would go tell it.
Yes.
They told the world that God showed up in the Exodus and delivered them with a mighty hand.
Yes. Yes.
But now skip ahead a few centuries on God's divine resume. God showed up in a fiery furnace, and after that Advent event, King Nebuchadnezzar got a missionary license. It's right there in your Bible.
Yes.
Nebuchadnezzar made a royal decree that there was no other God like God.
Yes.
Because no other God could deliver like God delivered.
Yes. Yes.
Nebuchadnezzar had to go tell the good news that God showed up, and Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael, whom he had thrown into the burning fiery furnace, walked around in the fire, and when they came out, they didn't even smell like smoke.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
But now move on down God's resume. Jump ahead 28 generations, past God's advents in the lives of King the Wise Man Solomon and King the Battle Is Not Yours Jehoshaphat.
Yes.
Skim past King 15 years added to your life Hezekiah,
Hezekiah.
And King You Just a Boy Josiah.
Yeah.
Breeze on here through the Babylonian captivity.
Come on.
And keep going till you get to God showing up in Bethlehem.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Right. And in the stable, there may have been some farm animals who witnessed the birth of Christ.
All right.
But God wanted some witnesses.
Yes.
Who could go tell it.
Come on.
So God sent a heavenly choir to a sheep pastor on the outskirts of town. And he told them to sing an invitation to some raggedy shepherds.
Yes.
And Luke tells us that these shepherds ran to tell it.
Yes.
And God had showed up.
Yes. Hallelujah.
But look, God's adventing resume doesn't end there.
Yes. All
right.
God showed up in the early years of first century AD.
Mm.
And everywhere God showed up, the sick were healed, the differently able became enabled. Those who were under the influence of demonic forces were set free.
Yes.
Folk who were hungry got fed.
Yes,
and folk who were dead got revitalized.
Yes. Yes.
Those who witnessed God's advent in the midst of their situation are compelled to go tell.
Yes. All hallelujah. Right.
Yes, sir.
Around 33 AD.
Okay, all right.
God showed up on a hill called Golgotha.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All he right. was hung high and stretched wide. And as the sun refused to shine and said, I will not be a part of this, and turned his back, the ground began to quake because even the earth was afraid of what God might do.
Yes. Yes.
All of these things began to happen. A Roman centurion was commissioned to go tell it, and he had to declare, surely this man
yes.
was the Son of God.
Yes.
And then a few days later,
come on
that first Resurrection
Woo!
Sunday,
yes!
God made another
Hallelujah.
Advent.
Yeah.
An angel told Mary, sister girl, you just missed the Advent event. But let me tell you what happened.
Right.
Jesus is not here.
Yeah.
He Hold is on. Risen.
Yeah.
And that was all Mary had to hear. The tomb, and she went to share the message,
yes, sir.
To share the good news of the Advent event that we now call the resurrection.
Yes,
yes, yes, sir.
Every time God shows up,
yes.
He commissions somebody
yes.
to go tell it.
Yes, right. He does.
And let me assure you that God is still showing up.
Yes.
In everyday activity.
Thank yes, you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
God is still in the business of adventing.
Yes.
That's why the psalmist said, God is a very present help. Is this kind of help in the time of trouble.
Yes.
God will show up in the midst of your stuff.
Yes.
And because the Almighty God is the one which is ising, and which was wasing, and which is coming, we have the assurance that God has the power to show up and handle any situation.
Lord Jesus. Yes, sir.
That's
yes,
good. That's
now,
good.
I had said I wasn't going to tell nobody this.
Come on.
That's right.
I was trying to keep this thing to myself.
All right.
The Lord showed up and saved my wretched life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I've got to tell somebody about God's advent.
Yes. Yes.
You see, my God is always showing up, always looking out for me.
Yes, he is.
Always busy opening doors that I can't even see.
Yes, Jesus.
See, I don't have to worry because God takes good care of me.
Yes, he does.
Jesus is looking out for me. Jesus is showing up for me.
Yes, sir.
The old folks used to say, God may not come when you're wanting, but he'll be right there on time.
Yes, sir.
When God shows up, there is victory.
Yes, sir.
If you've experienced victory, you ought to tell somebody.
Hallelujah.
God is always showing up.
Yes, sir.
When God shows up, there's peace.
Yes, sir.
I know you've experienced peace in the midst of some difficult situations and circumstances.
Yeah.
Then you ought to go tell it.
Yes, sir.
God is always showing up. That's why it's well with my soul.
Yes, sir.
When God shows up, there is blessing.
Yeah.
Somebody ought to go tell it. Somebody ought to say, the Lord is blessing me right now.
Right.
He's doing that.
Yes.
When God shows up, he does great things.
Hallelujah.
Go tell it. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
Hallelujah.
My soul boasts in the Lord because God has made an advent in my life.
Yeah.
God has done marvelous things.
Yes.
Didn't Mary say he's done miraculous things to me?
To me.
God shows up so much as a healer that we call him Jehovah Rapha. God shows up so much as a conqueror that we call him Jehovah Nisi. God shows up so often speaking peace that we call him Jehovah Shalom. God shows up so much making a way where there is no way. We call him Jehovah Jireh. God shows up so often fighting and winning our battles that we call him Jehovah Sabaoth. God shows up just being sovereign that we call him Jehovah Shammah. God is there. I don't know about you, but I've tried him for myself.
Yes, sir.
And I know that God is always there.
Yes, sir.
And you tried my Jesus. About Jesus and what he's done for me. How he shows up every time. When I think about Jesus, I can dance all night. I might have to start dancing out of my clothes. That's what David did.
Yes.
I witness the Lord adventing in my life.
Yes.
And I just refuse to keep it to myself.
Yes. Glory.
So will you go tell it to me?
Yes. Glory.
God is always showing up.
Yes,
the celebration of Advent is more than wreaths and mistletoe.
Come on,
more than angels and a bright star.
Yes, sir.
Right.
More than a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger.
Yes, sir.
The celebration of Advent is the celebration of the cosmic Adventor.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The God which is he? The God which was he?
Yeah.
And the God which is coming.
Yes.
He's always showing up.
Yes, sir.
As you celebrate Advent this year, don't limit yourself to the manger scene. Think of all the times that God has showed up in your life. Think of the Advent events in your life.
Yes, Jesus.
Season the season with personal reflection on Advent events of your life with the anticipation that God's future Advent in your life holds great things.
Yes, hallelujah.
Your celebration will be richer and more meaningful.
Yes, yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Don't just celebrate the Christmas Advent season. Celebrate the God of the Advent.
Yes.
And as you do, then you can go tell.
That's good. That's
tell others how God has shown up in your life.
Yeah. All right.
Saints need to hear your testimony. The saints overcome in part by the testimony of others.
Yes.
The unsaved need to hear you too.
Yes.
They need to hear your Advent stories, because there will be a final Advent.
Yes. Yes.
And at that final Advent, Christ is going to come back to judge the living and the dead.
Yes.
And only those who have accepted Jesus as Savior, only those who have come to God for that first time, understanding that He came to them, only they will be saved.
Yes.
Your story may be the story that brings somebody to the place where they'll be willing to accept Jesus as Savior.
Yes, Lord.
But they must hear about God from you and you and you and you and you and everybody in this room.
Yes, sir.
If you know Jesus, you know that He is the God of Advent.
Thank you, Lord.
If you don't know Jesus, you need to come to Him now.
Yes. That's it.
God has shown up right here, right now, just for you.
Amen.
Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills, and everywhere.
Yeah.
That God is always showing up.
Yes.
Let me just share a couple of examples of His adventing kinds of things.
Yes. Come on.
Moses said that God advented in his life by allowing him to float down the river and be raised by his own mother.
Yes.
Abraham said God advented in his life when he was on the hill during an almost sacrifice.
That's right.
But Isaac said, wait a minute, God advented in my life during an almost sacrifice.
That's right.
David said, God advented even after adultery and murder and called me the apple of his eye. Daniel said, God advented and kept me from being a lion's lunch.
Yeah.
And me and there's me.
Come on, Pastor.
You have no idea.
Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus.
What God delivered me from.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Hallelujah. Oh, what a mighty God. Ooh,
but if we could stay here till next Sunday, I might be able to get about 10% of the story
out. All right.
God is a good God.
Yes, He is.
And He's always showing up in the situations of our lives.
Yes.
Doesn't matter what it looks like.
Hallelujah.
Doesn't matter what the world says it is. Makes no difference about what people are saying.
Yeah.
When God advents into your situation, when God shows up, you better know He's about to show up.
Yes.
God doesn't show up just because it's Tuesday.
That's right.
God shows up with a purpose in mind.
Yeah.
And when He comes, you got to be ready. Be ready for Him to work.
Yes.
And don't give Him a blueprint of how you think it need to go. Let God be God and advent the way He wants to.
Thank
After all, He will
Jesus.
Be Izzy in your situation. Today, as we stand for invitation, we want us to think about the situations and circumstances that God has showed up in our lives. Those opportunities that God has brought about changes in our lives, healing, deliverance, blessed you in all situations and circumstances. Some of you have experienced the unexpected that was the blessing you needed just as you showed up. There is one today who does not know Jesus in the pardoning of your sins. This is your opportunity.